Archansky Sports Notebook, exclusively on 97.9 FM WCHL.
Can the Colts continue their inspirational drive for fallen coach Chuck Pagano? This is Archansky with Tuesday Sports Notebook. Chuck Pagano is no stranger to North Carolina. He worked on Steve Logan's staff at ECU and was Butch Davis's first defensive coordinator for one season here in 2007. Pagano comes from a popular coaching family in Colorado, from a community that cheered on the dad and boys at all their games, and was galvanized in 1979 by the death of their daughter and sister, Kathy, in a car wreck. Pagano got his big break early this year when he was named head coach of the Indianapolis Colts, who had fired Jim Caldwell and were ready to part with Peyton Manning. Pagano was almost in a no-lose situation for a couple of years, knowing the Colts would take Stanford's Andrew Luck with the first pick in the NFL draft. Luck would be the Colts QB, and you know how long it takes those rookies these days. Then Pagano went to the doctor during his team's bye week early in the season. He had some bruises he couldn't explain and was suddenly lacking his limitless energy. The diagnosis was a form of leukemia so dangerous that Pagano was immediately sent to the hospital to begin treatment. The Colts, who had split their first two games behind Luck, were stunned, but they have since won four straight, going into their critical game against old nemesis New England Sunday in Foxborough. Pagano has become an inspiration to his fellow coaches and players, many of whom have shaved their heads in solidarity as Pagano enters the second round of intense chemotherapy. He made a surprise visit to their locker room last week, and though frail and hoarse from his ordeal, vowed to beat his illness and be back with the team before the season ended. "We'll raise a couple of Lombardi trophies together," he promised them. Sports has a way of turning real-life stories into the best motivation a team can use to its advantage, and Pagano is the feel-bad, feel-good story of the season so far. His family is coaching him through it right now, telling Pagano to act and talk tough, like he's going to beat this thing, because he is. To the man who has been a rock from his community to his coaching, Pagano should walk the sideline again, if not hoist that hardware, by winning what is now a game of life. This is Archansky. See ya.